Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM Radio Podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO Podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
The commissioners got started yesterday talking about subdivision regulations. How do we stand on all that?
Well, we're in the process. Mr. James has been looking over a lot of different things that I think everybody's concerned about, just in a nutshell. He mainly talked about defining things and making sure once you have your subdivisions in place, you've got everything with a definition, so it's just a little bit easier to enforce those items.
Well, it's a process that begins, and folks, as more and more we see more folks moving into the area, and also some smaller areas looking at things like subdivisions, you have to think about how do you make sure that you don't have some unexpected consequences coming along later on in terms of water, power, electricity, you know,
just the
friendliness with your neighbors and all that process.
Correct. All the necessities.
Roads, that's a big issue.
Yes. As far as where the county lies, it's going to be the expense of any roads that intertwine.
Yeah. The roads that are there and folks who move in and want roads and want to keep those roads to be kept up.
True.
And that's a key deal.
Right. The more travel on the roads, the more expense to the roads.
Yeah, that's true. All right. So that is moving ahead. And if I recall, he said probably within a month and a half, he'd be generous, say 2 months, trying to get that finalized.
We hope. And when we get right down to it, there should be a public hearing as well before those would be adopted.
That's true. All right. Well, other things on the agenda.
It was kind of not a large agenda, but we did do a proclamation for the Texas Food Connection Day. That'll be on May the 4th. Mr. Bobby Pierce, he gave a presentation, and I believe Farm Bureau has a lunch for everyone,
yep.
Anyone that wants to go. And I believe it's been held at the Tractor Supply the last few years.
And it will be again this year. It's, as you said, it's scheduled for May 4th, 11 to 1. At Tractor Supply, and they're going to be giving out complimentary hamburgers. And the idea is to help folks learn about agriculture and the connection, is just as the name implies, the Food Connection Day, the connection between the farmers, the producers, farmers and ranchers, and the folks, the rest of us who consume all that food.
Absolutely. We also had the Master Gardeners there, and they're going to be gracious enough to sponsor the farmers market again. I believe the time period would be May 28th through July 30th on the Saturdays.
Yep. And become a fixture in downtown Brady.
Yes.
On the
Everybody
Courthouse
looks
Square.
Forward.
Yeah, that's right.
We also had the 2021 audit presentation that was done by Neffendorf and Blocker. We received an unqualified audit, which means there were no problems.
It's always interesting, the language unqualified, but it means that's a good thing.
It's a good thing, yes.
That's a good thing. Okay. And other things on the agenda?
We received some FEMA reimbursements for Precinct 3 and basically just had to do a little bookkeeping on those to those dollar amounts to get those back into the budget. And I believe that was a little over $64,000 for that reimbursement.
How long have you been waiting on that?
It just kind of depends. We've sometimes it's months before they process all of them. They'll go through it with a fine tooth comb, make sure that everything that we're asking to be reimbursed fits in their guidelines.
This is being reimbursed for expenses. When did you incur all this?
Oh, gosh. I believe it started in 2019 is when the roads began being repaired.
That's what I was thinking. It's been a long time. from the flooding and so forth.
It's a big project.
Yeah.
But we're winding down. I think everybody's just about done with their projects, and so hopefully we'll get that chapter closed in the FEMA book.
Very good. Very good. You talked about a burn ban. We have a burn ban now.
Correct.
And
we're going to extend it for another 30 days. I believe we have all the wording in there. Instead of having the amendment separate, I just went ahead and combined both the amendment and the burn ban together. So it should be a little bit easier for folks to follow if they go to our website and want to read through it and so forth.
So this burn ban will go for a bit from 30 days from now?
I believe this one expires. The current one expires on the 28th of this month.
Okay.
So 30 days from the 28th of this month.
Well, it might rain during that time. You know?
It misted between my house and here.
We had some, little light showers yesterday.
It got our hopes up.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It didn't exactly take away I noticed the attitude of the commissioners was pretty firm that they were not in the mood yet to lift the burn ban.
No, it's still, I think everybody's just, the precautionary measures are being taken. And I think so far, for the most part, everybody's been very careful with their burns and so forth. So hopefully they'll continue.
Okay, good. Held an executive session.
Yes, we're just going through the tax abatement agreements that we have and trying to make sure all of those are right where they need to be and as far as things being met by each of the two companies that we have abatements with.
And those are?
Rattlesnake, and the other one is, I believe, Heart of Texas Wind Projects.
And these are the wind power, the windmill.
Correct.
Two companies out there that are up and going. You can't miss them.
No.
Can't miss them. All right. Well, you said it's a fairly straightforward process, move on.
No, again, just kind of a average commissioner's court day.
You talked about something, but you were here before, and that was TextMyGov.
Yes, we still need folks to get signed up for that as well.
But it's up and going. It's up and operating if they want to sign up.
Absolutely. Okay. Folks can go to our website and sign up, or if they have problems, they can call my office at 597-0733, extension 4, and we'll be sure to walk them through it. It's a little bit, it was hard to get the wording exactly right, and I think there was some confusion in the beginning, but now as folks can see, it's relatively simple to do it.
Okay. Well, part of the reason I mentioned that is that the city of Mason is also going, moving ahead with that as well.
I didn't realize that.
That was on their agenda for the last meeting to move ahead with doing that as well.
Good.
So it's not just McCullough County. All right.
In a nutshell, that's everything.
That's it, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me here.
You bet. McCullough County Judge Frank Trill with us this morning here on The Morning Program.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today. Okay.